Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, Paphos Mayor Fedonas Fedonos said on Thursday he will file a complaint to the police against both the Contractors' Council and the Scientific and Technical Chamber, where he'll accuse them of dereliction of duty for having taken no disciplinary action against companies previously implicated in the Paphos Sewerage Board scandal. I'm in contact with an attorney and we're working on filing a complaint to the authorities, Fedonos told the Cyprus Mail. The affair relates to the Paphos Sewerage Board scandal, where in 2015 a criminal court handed down sentences to the town's then-mayor Savas Vergas and several municipal councillors, having found them guilty of taking bribes. During the trial, officials from at least two construction and engineering companies stated on the record and under oath that they had greased politicians and public officials in order to land contracts with the Paphos Sewerage Board. Moving on, the government pledged on Thursday it was working efficiently to quickly give compensation to over 150 people who saw their homes destroyed by severe weather. Many people's properties were damaged by the tornadoes that wrecked eastern parts of Limassol on Wednesday, with areas such as Yermasoya and Mutayaka hard hit. Roofs were ripped off, electricity cut, and windows shattered across a number of homes. So far, authorities recorded damage to 156 homes, 2 apartment buildings, 8 commercial premises, 24 vehicles, and the church. Government spokesman Konstantinos Letimbiotis said arrangements were made for residents to stay in hotels if their homes were not in a suitable condition. Interior Minister Konstantinos Ioannou said all repair costs will be compensated once the damages are detailed and the cost calculated. In other news, Cyprus has the youngest population of any of the European Union's member states, according to the latest figures published by the Statistical Institute Eurostat. The median age of Cyprus's population is 38.4 years old, just over 6 years younger than the EU's median age of 44.5 years old, and 10 years younger than the median age of EU's oldest population, Italy, which has a median age of 48.4 years. Cyprus's median age has increased by 2.2 years in the last decade, whereas the EU's median age has increased by 2.3 years during the same period. The median age in all EU member states except for Malta, Sweden and Germany has increased over the past 10 years. Meanwhile, girls at the Sakaki Primary School in Limassol donated their hair to be used as wigs by children suffering from cancer. A total of 11 girls from the school, alongside 3 from the nearby middle school, cut their hair, with the event coinciding with International Childhood Cancer Day. The hair will be donated to the Karaiskaki Foundation. There are around 42 new cases of cancer diagnosed among children under the age of 19 per year in Cyprus, with the island ranked among the countries with the highest cure rates in Europe, according to the Cyprus Nurses and Midwives Association. The association added that Cyprus has the highest cancer survival rate among people aged 14 and younger across the 31 countries in the European Economic Area. And finally, primary school children in the Paphos village of Konia went on strike on Thursday in protest at the installation of a 5G cell tower in the village. The children protested outside their school for 2 hours, holding placards bearing slogans such as "We have a right to life" and "Radiation damages health." Speaking at the protest, Konia Mukhtar Kyriakos Kyriakos said the whole community is protesting against the placement of the tower. He said he supported the strike and added that the tower should not have been constructed because the school is 200 meters away. There is also a helipad 3 kilometers away, and this was not taken into consideration, according to Kyriakou. The head of the school's parents' association, Thomas Nikodimou, also spoke at the protest, saying the tower emits radiation directly at the school. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.